This is Real Ghost Stories Online. Will it be
part of it all? You got a ghost.
That's always a fun thing to hear from a guest. It's one thing for a guest to say it. It's another for you to know it and then try to communicate to your guests. By the way, my house is haunted.
Oh, it is? Really?
Oh, look at the time. We better get going. In our next story, we hear some creepy details of a haunted house that a family discovers they're living in. I shouldn't say they discover they're living in it. They know they're living in the house. They discover it's haunted. Early on. Starts with cupboards opening. And kind of progresses from there. They do try to rule out the potential obvious. One of the partners in the relationship says, maybe it's a cat. You know, trying to rule things out or not deal with reality. Well, it gets real very fast. Take a listen. This story may seem far-fetched to some, but it is very, very true. A part of my life that I will never forget. When I was in my late teens, my mom moved to a small town. The whole story begins when my mother and her partner bought and cultivated the yard next to their house. While my mom was tilling the soil, a swarm of ground wasps engulfed her entire left arm and shoulder. This is not unheard of. It's what happened next. That was unusual. Obviously excited and uncertain, my mother ran into the house to begin the removal of the stingers. When she opened the door and climbed the three stairs to the kitchen, she noticed that all the cupboard doors were wide open. She quickly dismissed this due to their current condition. It was not until two mornings later when she woke up early and the house was still dark. She came down the hallway towards the kitchen only to hit her head on the cupboard. When she turned on the light, she noticed that all the cupboards were open again. When her partner woke, she described both occurrences to him, where he dismissed it as being the cat. Though my mother did have one cat, he was 19 years old and had trouble getting on the couch, let alone climbing onto the counters and opening the cupboards. As time passed, my mother noticed when she would wake, she'd usually find the cupboards wide open. And on many occasions, the pictures on the wall would be moved around. Perhaps one of the earliest strange occurrences was that she had some tomato plants growing under some plant lights in the basement bedroom, waiting to be planted. It occurred to her that this bedroom was much too cold for these plants when she went to check on them, and they were covered in ice. This prompted her to put a small space heater on the floor below them. But to no avail, the plants continued to be covered in ice. She did not have tomatoes that year. This room was always ice cold, and the cat, whom I had mentioned before, refused to go in that room. In fact, he rarely ventured down into the basement unless accompanied. It also seemed whoever was doing these things was quite old-fashioned. My mother acquired a job at a bar in town and had a few favorite shirts she liked to wear. Though one night, she could not find one of her more provocative tops. After searching for a couple of days, she gave up, thinking maybe her partner did not approve. It was not until she went to heat up some leftovers in the microwave that she found it neatly folded inside the microwave. It seemed that it would become the favorite hiding place for him to stash things. When her partner's two daughters came to visit, things got quite apparent that something was going on. Let me just say now that these girls were quite unsavory, and if you're any self-respecting person, you would not want to know them. One sister and her partner were asked to sleep in the basement room while the other couple slept in the spare room upstairs. In the morning, when they awoke, they noticed that the furniture in the basement had been turned to face the wall, and if to tell them, they were not welcome to sit and stay. Now, I can tell you from experience that a hide-a-bed that was in the basement was quite difficult to move. These girls were quite excited about this and wanted to go to town, to the library, to the records hall, to see if they could find out anything about the house. When they went to put on their shoes, they could not be found. Remembering her shirt, my mother told them to check the microwave. And there they were. Now, you can believe me or not on what I'm about to tell you next, but my accounts are as accurate as I can remember. I've been considered somewhat of a spiritual beacon. There have been many, many instances that I have been singled out, though some of those will be saved for other stories. During Christmas time, I made my trip to visit my mother. My first night there, I was sitting up watching some late night television when I heard somebody walking up the stairs. My mother's house was old, and at the top of these stairs that led from the porch to the kitchen, there was a very loud and distinctive creak. For the next hour, that creak was all I heard, as if somebody was standing there shifting their weight. But I never saw anyone. The next day, my mother and I were making a roast, and we were cutting up the vegetables. We could watch the oven dial slowly turning up. We had to yell at him to stop this. After all, we would not want to burn it. He seemed to change things all over the house more than usual. Then came whistling. You could hear it plain as day. Though I cannot remember the tune, he would whistle all day. Down in the basement, the only time it would stop is when my mother's partner would come home from work. My mother told him that he was much more active while I was there. He even seemed to want to invite me into his room. Now, working at the bar, my mother was usually gone at night, so I would sit downstairs in front of the computer, open the door to the bedroom, would open wide, followed by a great chill. What was quite odd was that I had foregone using their computer chair for a large high-back chair they had sitting in the corner. The original plans for the chair were to put it in the bedroom in the basement, but after a few attempts, they realized it wouldn't fit. One night, I went downstairs to use the computer, only to notice that my chair was missing. I looked all over the basement for it, but it was not until I looked in the spare room that I found it. We had to take it apart to get it out of that room that someone placed it in. We found out that there had been a young man that lived there. In his mid-30s, he had died in that house after a long battle with cancer. He had moved his room to the basement because it was cool down there, and he often suffered from fevers. Unfortunately, my mother no longer resides in that house, but there are many times we wonder if anyone else has experiences with this man. Despite face-to-face interactions with a ghost, we look back on our time in that house fondly. Myself visiting and my mother who lived there, we were very grateful for the happy experiences spent there.
She grabs any dessert and she chokes it to death.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.